Hi, I'm Mike White.
And I'm Rob St. Mary.
And we're the hosts of the Projection Booth podcast.
If you haven't heard of the Projection Booth, that's okay.
But we think it's time that you have.
We've been doing this for over 3 years now.
And we think we're doing a pretty good show.
Every week we look at a different film and put it in context.
We try to bring you interviews with the people behind the films.
Or experts on a subject matter covered in the film.
We don't specialize in any one particular genre or type of film.
We try to examine every aspect of cinema.
From every corner of the globe.
Even at 3 years, we barely just scratched the surface.
But we're ready. We're ready for you to listen to us.
That's right. Now's the time to give us a shot.
Download us through our free smartphone app.
Or through Stitcher, iTunes, Geek Juice Radio, Jackalope.
Or our website.
Projection-booth.com.
We'll keep making great shows.
Now it's your turn to listen to them.
Rob, I saw that Broad City.
Yeah, that one was, it was weird, but I mean, yeah.
All right. Yeah, we're going to hit it.
Christopher Media. Let's make some noise. From Asmacore Studios near Detroit, Michigan.
Oh, man.
It's the Weedsman Podcast.
I have no idea what's going on.
And now...
You have smoked yourself retarded.
Here are the Weedsmen.
You want to get high?
You guys done? You guys finished?
Right.
You're like, hey, let's start. Hey, wait a minute. I saw this TV show. Hey, hi, guys.
Hi.
I'm Chris.
I'm Rob.
I'm Aaron. Rob is cracking up over that Broad City.
I was thinking about the scene where she's like, hey, do you want to switch positions? And he's like, oh, yeah, hold on. And he runs away from the bed and grabs that strap on. And it's like, what?
Yeah, hands it to her, bends over.
A few people don't know what we're talking about. Broad City. Great show.
That was great. It had, what's her name? Susie Orman in it.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that her name? She was on Curb Your Enthusiasm. And who is the guy who played the...
No, Susie Orman's a fucking talk show host.
Okay,
oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Cheryl Hines?
Yeah.
No.
From Curb Your Enthusiasm? Is that who you're thinking about?
No, Jeff's wife from Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Oh, Susie something. I know what you're talking about, though.
It is Susie, then. I'm not completely mad. You know what our problem is? We're not high enough.
Yeah, we haven't even smoked yet.
We haven't touched anything yet.
There you go. Curb Your Enthusiasm cast.
Now we're getting to it. I never watched that show.
Oh, my God. It was amazing.
Did you like Seinfeld?
Mm.
Then you wouldn't have liked Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Oh, okay.
Because it's the other guy who wrote Seinfeld.
I was like mad about Seinfeld, but fell in love with this show.
Susie Essman.
Ah.
So, I'd be okay.
Okay.
Right.
Susie Essman.
You had the men.
That's right. The synapses were still firing in somewhat the right direction. They just got off track for a second.
Right. That happens sometimes.
They're both Jewish, right?
Yeah.
All right.
All right. All right.
So we are smoking on
the
Three Kings.
Yeah, it's pretty tasty. But from our...
I'm taking my first hit.
Our good friends here at Leafly say in the description follows is this. Okay, yeah. The Three Kings marijuana strain, a holy trinity of headband, sour diesel,
California raisin,
and OG Kush.
Yeah. Sorry. OG Kush, sour diesel,
and headband.
And headband.
Yep, all three.
All three of them.
Holy trinity.
I think the California raisin is headband.
Yeah.
No, wait, that would be the OG Kush.
Yep, and then you go with the sour diesel would be the butt.
What?
I don't know. Anyways, Three Kings strain is a sativa-dominant hybrid and genetic masterpiece. Sour tanginess reeks from the sage green buds, and its frosty coat gives a fair warning of the Three Kings' potency. Medical patients will also appreciate the versatility of the strain's medicinal effects as it relieves pain, stress, nausea without heavy sedation.
Oh, really?
So, yeah. That's a hybrid.
Clearly a three-way hybrid. All right, so we got a smoke track for this week.
Yeah. What do we got?
Some Radiohead.
It's Chris's pick today.
Yeah. I picked a song before it, and then I was like, that's the single, and everybody always picks it.
The song before it.
The song before it is Paranoid Android. But then I was like, you know what? The song after it is equally as cool when you're baked. Hmm. And I always dug it. It's called Subterranean Homesick Alien, if I have not said it before.
It's a mouthful.
Yeah. It's an earful, son. I think I dig it a lot too, because I think this shows how effects processors on guitars can be used in a good way.
Yeah,
like this is all guitar, but it's effects. You know, it's got effects processors on it.
Right. I really see this whole album as the coming of Johnny Greenwood. Like,
yeah,
he really kind of took over. You can tell a lot of the songwriting and definitely production and the guitar textures. And it's also the band really finding their sound for the first time, yeah. I think. The Bends is a great album, but it's not... There's still a lot of territory for them to discover yet. And they really explore all of it on this. And this is a great example of just good songwriting and amazing production coming
this
together.
This record was that bridge between band Radiohead and an electronic Radiohead, if that makes any sense.
Right, yeah. And then you go straight to Kid A from there, and it
Which
seems
is all
like,
synthesizers and drum machines.
I think they seem to have lost a lot of, I think, their original audience and a lot of their prior recordings.
They have. Like, they pretty much, after Amnesiac, like, I'm off the bus, really. I hopped off the Radiohead bus.
Yeah, I don't know. But not to say that they're losing fans, per se, because if they actually came to town, you'd probably still go out and see them.
Yeah, because I've never have, and now I could afford to.
Oh, you man.
No, tickets will be $87.
This is the band that is continued to escape. They've continued to escape my eyeballs.
It's making
me... I had tickets to their show with Belly. When they were touring, I think I said this before on this show. Yeah, I was like 17 years old, got grounded. Oh. I was like, "What? You can't ground me."
What'd you do?
I don't even remember. It was something stupid.
It'll be over soon, Rob. Rob's ready for beddy time.
Yeah,
this was some really good weed. Now we're putting on good sleep music.
Yeah, this is good sleep music.
Dude, if you're like really high and using the songs really loud. Buddy of mine compared it to like being on mushrooms. If you have the right stereo.
Jeez.
Well, this is.
It's also the mark that it was really mixed well.
It's also a way better song about alien abduction than that "Come Sail Away" song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm gonna say it on air. It's the best song about alien abduction ever.
Hey, not gonna argue with the man.
Challenge me.
I didn't know there were that many songs about alien abduction.
There you go, Rob. If you didn't get the joke, you do now.
It's funny because we're high.
All right. Well, Radiohead.
Yes.
There's got to be more you can say about Radiohead. Is it? You listen to Radiohead at all, Rob?
No, not at all.
I don't think this is
I
don't think this is up Rob's alley.
Yeah, this is nowhere near the spectrum I listen to.
I don't know. What was that weird ass band you were listening to the other day?
Which one?
I don't know.
I listen to a lot of weird music too.
I came over and you said that you were listening to something whose name I recognized.
Oh, Portugal the Man.
Portugal the Man.
Yeah. Well, I said I was listening to it. I had to listen to it because I kept hearing the name, and it's one of those, you know, things you gotta hear who they are.
I see.
I didn't like them either.
Oh, okay. So, that makes sense, because I was going to call you out on it. I was like, they've got a pretty heavy Radiohead influence there. And you're right. Like, yeah, I didn't like that either.
Yeah. I had to make sure I covered the base.
To each his own.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a hater where I'm like, oh, turn this off, man. It's just not my thing.
It's not the type of band that people tend to be wishy-washy on.
Yeah, you either love them or hate them.
Right.
Right.
This is an active week for trees. Mm. I'm sorry, cannabis.
Yeah.
I want to get corrected from this guy over here.
It was. There was a lot of crazy shit in the news. One of the biggest stories that was all over the place was actually one that we covered last week. And it was a study about psychosis.
We scooped everybody else?
Not exactly, but it did really take off. And I'm not sure why this study has seen a new life in the news, other than it's just been a kind of... hot topic lately anyway. But yeah, everybody took the Everybody took that study and ran with it. Headlines that triple your risk, quintuple your risk, even.
Mm-hmm.
MSNBC, it went straight for like five times more likely to have to experience psychosis. Remember what we said about it last week, that it's, first of all, not a new study, and it also was the results that they pulled of this three times to five times more likely to have pot smokers experience psychosis was in people who were already experiencing some sort of schizophrenia or psychosis already.
Right.
How long has it been since they started these stories? How long has it been since Reefer Madness came out?
39
years.
Well,
this is Reefer Madness all over again.
I started smoking cannabis at a young age. I mean, yeah, this is I was in my 20s.
Story on the BBC
about it. Cannabis around that time was cannabis. It was hashish. Solids, we call them, was totally different to the cannabis. It started in the 90s, the skunk. And I started smoking that. And I got really, really depressed at times because it's very strong, the THC. I was buying it in little amounts and hiding it in the house. And every time I used to go back to it, I used to think someone had stole it because it was getting less and less. But it was myself smoking it in such large quantities. But it did bring me depression. It brought me anxiety. Brought me to a very dark place
in
my life at a certain time. Right. And then I realized, and slowly I've been pulling myself out ever since.
At the time, did you have any idea it was because you were smoking skunk because of this highly potent cannabis?
No, not at all.
They constantly it was like normal cannabis. It as skunk.
There was no difference, but there skunk. Was not a difference if I think about it. And plus,
that's when they're saying
it's a
about weed,
drug, and it will lead to other drugs.
That's a depressing fucking interview, anyway.
It's all I hear is you had no self-control,
right?
And it ruined your life. You could do that with anything. It would have been booze. It would have been cocaine. It would have been gambling. It would have been hookers. It would have been something.
So this story is mostly it's been spreading through the British press lately. And they're finding people who they can use as examples of this study, right? This guy is paranoid. Maybe weed makes him paranoid.
Right.
Maybe he shouldn't smoke it. Maybe he's paranoid already and weed is just enhancing it. Or maybe weed had nothing to do with it. Who knows?
My great bond, they love sweetness.
No. Oh, man, skunk.
It is love.
Yeah, so they keep referring to skunk. That's a term that they use in Britain just to refer to any kind of high THC marijuana.
I was trying to figure that
basically
out.
Basically everything that we smoke, everything skunk. You get from dispensaries is going to be classified as skunk.
Okay.
Erica Camus is another person that they've used as an example of somebody who's experienced psychosis because of marijuana. At least that's what her claim is. She's a woman who has been very vocal about her psychotic episodes that she's experienced. So she says in this article, just describing her experience with schizophrenia and paranoid psychosis. Maybe not schizophrenia. I don't know what you call it these days. She describes basically experiencing these in her early 20s. Like most people, that's around the age when most people experience it that are going to. And it says in this article, not related to weed, but she does mention the general consensus is that I got sick through a combination of stress and smoking skunk, something I was doing to quell the stress, ironically. So, I mean, they're able to pull out these anecdotal stories of people who experience psychosis and who also smoke marijuana and somehow believe that they are tied together. What's the general consensus? Like, you and your mom?
Right.
And the guy next to me? Like, the guy sitting next to me on the bus?
Yeah.
The guy in front of me buying $50 worth of lotto tickets?
Because
that guy agrees with me.
Psychosis? I think between the three of us here, how many pot smokers do you think we've met in our lives?
A lot.
Oh, yeah. Quite a few.
Very social drug.
I've known people who have gone crazy, I'd say. I would not blame the pot for any of that.
Yeah.
Right.
Pot was the least.
I've never yeah, pot was the least of their worries for those people. And, yeah, I don't know of any proven case of pot causing psychosis. Not temporarily, not long-term. There are a lot of, certainly, cases of people who experience mental illness and turn to drugs as a form of trying to control or maybe just drown out crazy thoughts.
All right.
That's a piece of shit. But
that's the 50 Shades of Grey remix of that song.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
God.
Like, people like that. No, that's a piece of shit. Don't let any... Hey, you heard it here first, people. Don't let anybody else tell you otherwise. What? That is a piece of shit remix.
I didn't even recognize it until they hit that chorus just now. I was like, who's doing this sad-ass version?
Right.
I mean, we gotta make things right.
Oh, you gotta hear the original?
God damn it. Of course, it's the most popular thing right now. But no, man. I don't know, man. Like, I don't buy her CDs. But I don't hate on her.
She's got talent.
Yeah, she can actually sing. It's like Christina Aguilera. Like, I don't hate her.
Right.
Like, chick can sing. There we go. Yeah, gotta make things right in the world here for a second. Most incredibly, it's got Jigga. Am I allowed to say that?
Sure.
Let's start with J.
White people aren't allowed to put two G's together in any word anymore.
Yeah. No Igga. No Igga anywhere.
Yeah. You have to, IGG enough. Has to be struck from enough. The category.
What did I just say, Rob?
No Igg.
Oh, my God.
Stop it. What did I just say? You're not allowed.
What are they going to do in rural towns with their grocery stores? They got to get rid of the IGAs.
What's up, bagger?
Oh.
What's up, my bagger?
You got to get rid of... There could be no more
Man,
IGA.
You this shit up motherfucker, aren't you?
There could be no more IGA grocery stores. They got to change their name.
Yeah. You're going to put those eggs in their own bag, you right,
can't
bagger?
You can't have those three letters in a row on a sign anymore. All right. Enough about this. Enough of her.
Okay, so just to wrap up this story. The ridiculous things that people are drawing from this study... This paper suggests that we could prevent almost one quarter of cases of psychosis if no one smoked high-potency cannabis. What do you do?
They're the same smoke bad shit?
Yeah.
What do you do with the fact that there's all kinds of people out there going crazy who's never touched drugs? That mental illness is a thing that exists outside of drug abuse.
Right.
Yeah, doing a lot of drugs doesn't make you crazy. I mean, it's not usually the number one factor. It doesn't go hand in hand with going crazy. I'm sure plenty of people go crazy without drugs.
I'm sure there's plenty of other reasons.
A lot of news stories, too, revolving around Colorado this week. Of course, it's always in the news.
Always.
It's never going to not be in the news ever again.
The spearhead of the marijuana movement.
Yep.
NPR did a story about their tax money. Remember when we said that they had the tax cap, and they were going to be refunding, or they're figuring out a way to refund a certain portion of the money raised through marijuana sales back to the tax-paying citizens. And this is because of some bill that they passed a while ago that says that you set a certain budget, you collect over that budget, you refund it.
Right.
NPR did a story, and they talked to somebody from the Colorado Fiscal Institute who had a different take on this that I thought was interesting. And I couldn't find any other source to confirm this. But according to this gentleman, if they raise more than what they budgeted for, they have to give all of the tax money back.
What?
Why?
Yeah. Let me just play it for you.
Thanks to a provision in the state constitution known as the Taxpayers' Bill of Rights, all of the pot tax money must be given back. It's a bizarre turn of events that's taken many by surprise.
Yeah, no, I mean, this is an Orwellian type of situation.
Tim Hoover is with the left-leaning Colorado Fiscal Institute. Here's the problem. The Taxpayers' Bill of Rights requires the state to ask voters to approve any new taxes. When doing so, the state must estimate the money the tax would raise and estimate the overall tax collections without it.
So if you're wrong on either of those things, if in fact there's more revenue, then you've got to refund all of the new revenue from that new tax.
All of it.
All of it.
And that's exactly what ended up happening. State revenues came in higher than estimated because the economy here is strong, in part due to the energy industry. Hoover says, ironically, the pot tax money must be given back, even though pot taxes themselves have been disappointing.
Disappointing? I didn't hear that the taxes themselves were disappointing.
Yeah.
Everyone seems pretty thrilled by it so far.
I don't think this is happening. I think this is somebody going, hey, there's a loophole and this is going to happen. Yeah, fucking right. You think the government's going to give money back? No, sorry.
The government gives money back all the time. That's what your tax refund is.
No, but I'm talking about just all of that money. Do you think that they're going to keep all of that or give all of that back? Hell no.
If this story is correct, that means that that law was extremely poorly written because I don't think that was anyone's intention.
Right.
What is it? Yeah. You go over and you give all of it back?
Yeah, that would be a bad idea.
It's some like ridiculous reverse crowdfunding thing.
What a twist!
Hey, while we're in the news, because we use this source weekly for procuring information for the show, we're going to have the cannabis on the show.
Oh, yeah?
The cannabis himself.
Ricardo Baca, the marijuana editor for the Denver Post, also known as the cannabis. He's going to be on talking with us about a movie he was involved in called Rolling Papers. It's an independent film. It is coming out soon. And, he's going to be on, and maybe even the director of the movie. But
what's the movie?
Rolling Papers.
Oh.
But, yeah, it's about the whole first year of the cannabis movement in Colorado.
Interesting.
By the way, Mississippi.
Sucks.
Alaska.
What? Why are you hating on Mississippi?
Too many I's. Too many S's.
And Alaska.
Have you even been there?
And today's state.
Yeah, no.
Wyoming. What the fuck? The only three states left. Only three states left.
Who are you yelling at?
Yeah, why are you yelling?
I'm yelling at those states to hear it.
They can't hear you. No one listens there.
I know, right? Hey, if you know people and
you live in the next state, tell them.
Yeah, if you got friends or family in Mississippi, Alaska, or Wyoming, be like, hey, check out this Weedsman podcast so we can finally be heard. We're in 47.
In all states.
We're even in Puerto Rico, motherfucker.
Damn.
But with those three, we just can't seem to crack those three. Should we kick it to RSM?
Yeah.
From the TPB?
Yeah, let's hear what Rob St. Mary's got for us this week.
Carnival of Souls.
I do believe I've seen this.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are about to witness some scenes from the next attraction to play this theater. This picture, truly one of the most unusual ever filmed, contains scenes which under no circumstances should be viewed by anyone with a heart condition or anyone who is easily upset. We urgently recommend that if you are such a person or the parent of a young or impressionable child now in attendance, that you and the child leave the auditorium.
Rewind this and just smoke to it.
Welcome to Rewind This and Just Smoke to It. I'm your reviewer, Rob, from the Projection Booth Podcast. Sometimes you just want to do your job, but people keep getting in your way. In the creepier ones are the ones that don't say anything. They just seem to haunt you. This week, I'm talking about Carnival of Souls.
This is the shocking story of a crew crawled from the river to race through a nightmare, walking a tightrope between heaven and hell. From the unreal, she crashes through to reality.
This 1962 film from director Herc Harvey stars Candace Hillegoss as Mary. When we first meet her, she's out with her girlfriends driving around, but a bad turn in a drag race leads her car off a bridge and into a river, and she's the only one who climbs out of the car. Then Mary tries to go on with her life, but just the little things seem a bit weird. She heads west out of the flatlands of Kansas to get a job as a church organist, and that's when she first sees the man, a face, pale, white. Who is he? What does he want? Why doesn't he talk? More and more, the bizarreness starts to pile up, dark and atmospheric. And let's not even talk about the beautiful, haunting scene of the ghouls dancing at the abandoned Salt Air Pavilion just outside of Salt Lake City.
She must dance at the Carnival of Souls held just for her. For they have come for her for the last time, claiming her as one of their own.
Carnival of Souls was one of those drive-in films from the early 60s that's way better than one would expect it to be. Part of the reason is the director. See, Herc Harvey only made one feature film, this one. But through his industrial film company based in Kansas, he would make hundreds, maybe even thousands of short films, travelogues, educational films, and the like, which were mostly shown in schools across the country between the 1950s and the 1980s. Carnival of Souls is also a film that other filmmakers have cited as inspiration for their work, including George A. Romero, and especially his first feature, Night of the Living Dead, which owes a big debt in terms of atmosphere to this film, as well as David Lynch, who said that Carnival of Souls was an influence on his early work.
Carnival of Souls arouses such emotion that the management has been forced to state, positively no refunds. Carnival of Souls is the shocker of all time, guaranteed to sweep you into a new dimension of picture making.
So Carnival of Souls is my pick this week for Rewind This and Just Smoke to It. And until next week, I'm Rob from the Projection Booth. You can find out more about my usual show at projection-booth.com. If you have suggestions for films that I should review, you can tweet them at the show. That's at TheWeedsman420. And as Chris, Rob, and Aaron always say, stay high.
Yeah.
Oh, it was a Reese's Puff rap.
I didn't know that.
Of course.
I'm not real big on that cereal.
I haven't tried it yet.
I'd eat a whole box in one sitting.
Really?
You like peanut
with
butter?
With the right strain.
Peanut butter Cap'n Crunch, Rob? You like that shit?
I've never tried that. Is there...
Really?
Yeah. Is it worth it?
The roof of your mouth has never experienced the graceful caress that is a whole bowl of peanut butter Cap'n Crunch.
No, I don't think I've ever eaten Cap'n Crunch at
all. It's like,
you know what's even better? Mix it with Crunch Berries.
You know what's even better? Like sucking on some 120 grit sandpaper for about half an hour.
No, I don't want to feel that at all. That would tear my roof of my mouth apart.
Yeah.
Like when I'm eating salt and vinegar and potato
chips. Not a Cap'n Crunch eater, huh?
No.
Not a Cap'n Crunch eater. Reese's Pieces, though. Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Yeah.
All that Reese's shit.
That classic orange. It's a nice color. I like that color.
Yeah, they really kind of... Everything's... That's their signature color.
Yeah.
Like, were they the...
They kind of stole that color.
Were they the first people to do it, or did they just perfect it? Do we have this information?
I was not able to obtain that type of information. I imagine that somebody, even privately, would have gone. They would have had their own little experience with chocolate and peanut butter. I mean, weed goes back 5,000 years. I'm sure somebody found out that it tastes good together, but it was H.B. Reese.
H.B. Reese.
Yeah, a former dairy farmer who worked for Milton Hershey. He was inspired by Hershey, left dairy farming to become a chocolate entrepreneur, and sold a lot of different delights, but the one that everybody came back for was the peanut butter cup.
Okay, so it was the cup.
It's famous.
The peanut butter cup.
Not Reese's peanut butter cup. Not Reese's, just because it rhymes with pieces. It's Reese's, like his name's Reese.
Like pieces.
And it's... possessive. It's his peanut butter cup.
Reese,
this is what a state fair, you say?
Did it happen at a state fair? I didn't. Did I say a fair?
No, I don't know.
No.
No, this just happened. This was, 1928. He was a dairy farmer, and he was inspired by Hershey and went to work for him. So, because it was established in his house that he lived in Hershey, Pennsylvania, and he branched out. He went on his own way, though. He didn't
just fuck you, man. I'm going to make it on my own.
right.
Fuck you, Hershey, and your highway.
Yeah. Well, he gave the middle finger to the man, the Hershey man, and eventually, after his death in 1956. He left it to his sons, and his son sold it to Hershey.
Oh, nice. Fuck you, Dad.
Yeah. $23 million and some options. Those guys are probably still...
Yours in your candy factory, so fuck you. We're selling it.
Right.
Those guys are bald as fuck driving around in some pimping-ass cars right now.
Oh, yeah.
Robert, John, Ed, Ralph, Harry, and Charles Reese. He had a lot of sons. Six sons.
Like fucking in peanut butter cups.
Chocolate, peanut butter, and pussy was his thing.
They probably don't even care if they see another peanut butter cup again.
Got that chocolate peanut butter pussy son.
They definitely like what the peanut butter's done. Because right. You've seen, well...
kind of tail are you pulling with that peanut butter cup money?
Then again, they probably spent a lot of it, and they're probably looking at how Hershey's is like got Reese's everywhere now, right?
Right.
Sign on the way home today, Burger King, it's got a Reese's pie.
Ooh. And you equate like Reese's with having their shit together Reese's. When it comes to chocolate
See,
and peanut
I say
butter.
Reese's.
Yeah, everyone wants to go to Reese's.
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 Reese's time.
Now, you equate Reese's with having their shit together when it comes to chocolate and peanut butter.
I equate Reese's with monkeys.
Like, you know, their authority. They're the authority on it. Like, you're
the
not.
Authority. They're the man. They become the man. Mm-hmm. They sold out.
But I mean,
and they
that's what you
want to.
That's the gold standard.
Right.
Yeah, but you're right. They've got that brand, that color.
Mm-hmm. Like Butterfinger is a sheer imitate, a sheer wannabe.
Even the name.
It's a different thing, though.
But still, I mean, it's. Butterfinger has.
More like toffee.
Butterfinger has conceded before the race has even started and said, we'll just let you handle milk chocolate and peanut butter. We're going to throw in thin, wafery, crunchy shit.
But they cornered the market on that combination for sure. Giant cups.
Dude, those
ice
giant cups.
All different types of
that,
ice
those
cream.
Are unnecessary. The giant
you
cups.
Believe. They're not. They're like definitely
a
knife.
Have you ever
takes
noticed,
like a month to eat it.
Have you ever noticed the pattern? Have you ever looked at, like, before you ate it, looked at the top of it, it kind of looks like a Petoskey stone? You know what a Petoskey stone looks like?
Yeah.
Oh, it's got the segments with a little dot in the middle.
Right.
But you have to get it wet to see all of the detail. That's kind of that's a local thing. That's because it's Michigan State stone. Mm. I don't know. I mean, I'm sure they pop up elsewhere in the Midwest, but yeah, the top of a giant Reese's cup, Reese's. I don't even know what I'm saying now. The top of a Reese's monkey's head looks like a peanut butter cup.
Oh, wow!
Wow!
Oh God. Okay, we got to find some of those.
The classic Reese commercials.
Yeah, they'd always have some ridiculous premise of two people stumbling together.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
You know what I'm talking about. Here you go. 80s.
Oh.
Let's record off some of these VHS.
Oh, here we go.
Yep, there you go.
Walking around with a jar of peanut butter.
Hey, you put your chocolate in my peanut butter.
I remember watching this.
What?
I remember this, too. Yeah, they both get their Walkmans on.
Delicious. Two great tastes.
How does he know it's the wheat?
I love how he came out of nowhere. It was like, here.
Chocolate, delicious peanut butter.
Yeah, who is that other guy?
And Reese's crunchy peanut
butter. Wait a minute. He just happened to show up with peanut butter cups.
LSD-laced peanut butter.
Hey, let's go fuck now.
Yeah.
He invented a new candy and it'll make trillions of dollars.
Very suggestive commercial.
Yeah, that was.
One of the best and underused uses of the Reese's brand. Is the chip?
I'm no champ. Charlie Armstrong eats a Reese's peanut butter cup.
You know what I mean? The bag of, like chocolate chips, but you get Reese's chips.
Oh yeah,
put it in.
Those are dangerous. You could eat an entire bag by yourself.
Yeah, you could.
Oh, for sure.
There's no wrong way to eat a Reese's.
So yeah, that's how it happened. Huh?
That's the story.
The dude walked into the chicken.
As long as we're talking about munchies, there is also a story going around about a study.
Peanut butter.
chocolate.
Here we go.
What?
You got peanut butter on my chocolate.
Well, you got chocolate.
Wait a minute. Was that dude on roller skates?
Yeah.
Not the kid?
His glasses are a
great taste that tastes.
Did somebody get
together.
The script Reese's confused on that one? Because the kid's sitting on the porch and the guy in the suit. He's reading newspaper. The kid's reading newspaper on the porch.
Yeah.
And there's a guy in a suit on roller skates that falls.
That's either chocolate.
Like, they mixed up the script in that one.
Somebody mistyped and they're like, Matt, I don't know. I don't write this shit. Just go with it.
And now she's squeezing the.
Go put on the three-piece suit, the fedora, and the roller skates.
Don't
squeeze the Charmin. And say, hey,
mister. It's no Charmin bathroom tissue.
Don't squeeze the Charmin.
So squeezably soft.
This raises a multitude of questions. Ever since I seen it as a kid, it has.
Oh, this is going to be 10 minutes. I'm going to stop was that train.
What is with suggestive toilet paper commercials involving old people? Is it just me? Is it just because I have a filthy mind or does everybody's go there? Anyway.
I don't know. I think where Charmin's going right now with the bears is in a weird area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the bear shitting in the woods.
If you like what we do and you would like to show your support for us, you can donate to Christopher Media by using the PayPal button on ChristopherMedia.net. Please click through the Amazon banner and bookmark the page. It won't cost you anything extra, and when you buy something, it will help to show your support for Christopher Media. If you're looking to launch your own website, please click through the HostGator banner at ChristopherMedia.net. That's who we use to host all of the Christopher Media shows. When you sign up for HostGator by clicking through our link, you are helping to support ChristopherMedia.net. DraftKings.com, daily fantasy sports leagues, no season-long commitments. You can enter free or paid contests and win your share of over $200 million in prizes. When you click through the DraftKings banner at ChristopherMedia.net, you'll get a free first-time deposit bonus when you sign up for DraftKings.com.
So yeah, speaking of the munchies, there was a story going around about a study that actually found they injected THC directly into rats' brains. There you go. I mean, I guess that was the best way they could figure out how to deliver it to them. I'm sure.
Wow.
But
they couldn't make the tiny bongs.
Yeah.
What they found is the
little rat joints.
The receptor, the CB1R cannabinoid receptor, is something that helps regulate our hunger and kind of tells us when we should and shouldn't be eating. It's what tells us that we're full. You know, our stomachs get to a certain point and they send a message up to the brain that says, all right, no more eating. And then what's thought is that when you smoke, it flips that 180 and turns it back into the on position. Is like, keep going.
Yeah.
I'll buy that.
Yeah, I agree.
We're sitting here crushing all this Reese's stuff.
It turns the no vacancy sign back onto vacancy.
Yeah, like, and just come on cramming down.
Yeah.
No, because when I'm on the road, I'm able to eat better and, like, keep the calories at bay.
Right. What do you usually eat?
Like, salads and chicken and shit. Well, not shit.
Chicken and shit?
Damn. No wonder you're losing weight.
The Guardian had a story about this. It starts with, besides making a bongo drum sound inexplicably magical and enhancing a person's ability to talk nonsense for extended periods of time, generations of cannabis smokers will recognize the munchies as one of the drug's most reliable side effects. Bongo drums sound better when you're high? Have you experienced that?
That's a stereotype. Yeah. I'm upset by that.
that's offensive.
It makes everything better.
As a cannabis American. That upsets me. There you go. We start our own protected class, sons of bitches.
There you go.
We are cannabis Americans. Let the cry go forth.
Yep.
From this day on, we are cannabis Americans.
Cannabis Americans.
Yeah, so that specific receptor being flipped on top of other studies that have found that it enhances the sense of smell, which is directly related to how we taste things. And we've also talked about how it lowers your blood sugar, so that will make you want to eat more as well. Mm-hmm. Combine all those things together, you've got a pretty expensive trip to 7-Eleven.
Oh, yeah. Or Golden Corral.
Because I have to, I know I want a little bit of everything. Oh, got to get the, some sweet tarts, some chips, a chocolate bar, and an Arizona.
Oh, yeah.
I can eat a lot of sugar in one night.
Beef jerky somewhere in there, too.
But I try to keep those times to it. I don't do that every night. That's more of like a, that's Saturday night for me.
Yeah. You
know? All right. To break loose, get loaded up with sugar.
Yep.
Get the town Broadway style. Yeah, what was that shit that made me insatiable?
MK Ultra.
Yeah, that's right.
There's some of that pipe.
No. Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I put it in there.
Oh, we have been smoking. It keeps sneaking its way into the rotation.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, my control's evolved, so.
One more story about Colorado, though. We were talking about Colorado. We were talking about them earlier, and we were talking about them last week and every week since.
Yep.
It'll always be about Colorado. Remember the lawsuit? Oklahoma and Nebraska, was it? They had a lawsuit against Colorado because they're saying that they're seeing increased traffic into their states. And there's another lawsuit that's come up from...
I don't know what the fuck you just said, little kid.
Yeah.
Safe Streets Alliance is a Washington, D.C. group that is accusing the state and prominent participants in Colorado of racketeering.
Oh, they're conspiring to bring trees.
Right. Rob, do you know what racketeering actually is?
It's like running booze.
You know when
booze.
They're rebuilding rackets?
It's like running
booze.
You
know, like the ones they use in the,
It's like they're running booze courts. Only with trees.
What?
The Racketeer, that is a movie that came out?
Racketeering refers to criminal activity that is performed to benefit an organization such as a crime syndicate.
Oh,
that Colorado crime syndicate, that sounds
fun. Extortion, money laundering, loan sharking, obstruction of justice, bribery.
Wow.
Grand Theft Auto.
That's what this group is. So they're putting Colorado in with organized crime because they're selling marijuana.
That's not cool.
And taxing it. Are you familiar with the British Mars One project?
Is that the thing where they're the one-way trip to Mars?
It is a one-way trip to Mars. You are not coming back.
Yeah, I think anyone who signs up for this is an idiot.
This is...
anybody's.
Yeah, this is Interstellar Plan B.
we're gonna shoot you all to die. You're all going to die together.
No, they're going to be pioneers, man.
Yep.
How many? Aren't they picking five people to go?
Yeah.
One of them is Ryan McDonald.
Ronald McDonald's son?
What's the plan?
Right.
I have to know. What's the plan?
What do you mean, what's the plan? To go there and live. To live on Mars. What do you mean? What plan?
They're going there for good, bro.
A physics student at Oxford University.
Yeah, they are.
Is one of five Brits named among the finalists for the Mars One mission. He suggested it may be possible to use a spacecraft soil-free hydroponics plant-growing system to grow the green stuff on Mars.
Oh, nice.
What? Wait.
What?
You all right?
He's going to have a stroke.
Yeah. We're going to go to Mars and grow pot.
Well, Mars One team will not be coming back to Earth. So any spaceship will be equipped with the means to grow food or weed.
This is your concern? This is your concern, dude?
McDonald's astonishing claim came after...
Damn right, astonishing, he's stupid. This is on your list of priorities. We're going to go and colonize Mars.
Yes, it's
how
a priority.
How are we getting high?
What?
Your only job is to survive. To show that it can be done.
To me, catching the buzz is low on the list of surviving.
No, like... McDonald's astonishing claim came after a journalist wrote a tweet saying the prospect of absolutely no weed ever would terrify her during a trip to Mars.
Oh, nice.
You'd be amazed at what can be done with the
hydroponics. This is your concern?
With the hydroponics bay. This is a tweet that he sent.
Relax,
right?
Relax. Okay.
You'd be amazed at what can be done with the hydroponics bay. That was his response. So that was his hint at...
You can
grow weed in there. Of course they're going to fucking grow food. But at a certain point, I mean, Right. Sure, you have research to do. I'm sure there's stuff to build. There's five people. Very few people to have sex with.
Right, very few.
Yeah, by the way, why is it not an even number? Someone's either getting left out, or there better be some freaky people up in there.
If you start a gene pool from five people, you eventually have a lot of freaky people running around.
Right.
The object is not to colonize. Yeah. It's a proof of concept mission. Right? It's, can you live on Mars?
Five people are being sent into space to die.
Yeah, pretty much.
They'll die eventually. We'll all die.
It's the long term. Goodbye.
Yeah.
I would seriously consider it. The chance to go to another planet.
What's the plan?
What's the plan to prove that it can be done? To be one of the first.
I don't want vague. I want a binder with like what?
A binder full of what?
Yeah. What are you looking for?
What do you want, Biden?
Yeah. Don't whisper it to me either.
What's your plan to survive? How are you planning to survive?
You have supplies. You can grow plants and food.
I'm sure you can breathe up there. Like, let's look into that first thing.
Plants create oxygen.
Can you breathe up there?
No, you're not living. Okay, living in some kind of contained environment. You have something in the, I don't know, the space station? I don't know. I haven't read up completely on the Mars One mission. I just know about
it. For Chris, please.
But yes, oxygen is their priority. They didn't start with weed. This didn't start yesterday. They said, let's go to Mars. They said, what are we going to smoke?
Yeah, what are we going to smoke up there? Well, fuck the oxygen. We need to know if the weed's going to burn up there.
That's what it sounds like. First of all, we're going to Mars. We're going to need a lot of pot.
Yeah. We're not running out up there, guys.
There's two things we have to do. This is like... Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. Look, we're loading
guys,
this
aren't
shit up.
Are you guys worried about
breathing?
What about
the
pot? Story comes across.
We'll get to that. What about the pot? Who's got the weed?
We're going to Mars and we need to get high.
Yeah.
Okay, next step.
Yeah. This is completely secondary thought.
Jerry's wondering about the food.
Not even secondary. This is an afterthought.
All right. Gotcha.
Come on. Okay. I would definitely be sneaking some seeds on, you know, after.
Oh, yeah.
It would be on my checklist.
No, I agree.
Because I'm with you. You think NASA's going to search you?
Yeah.
What if you're crouching a bag? You think there's a security check?
I'd be taking all kinds of shit with me, so you can't take that. I'm going there to die. I'm going to Mars to die. Give me a break.
Yeah.
You're sending me up into my...
I'm taking the pot with me.
Yeah. To my outer space coffin. Where five people are all
going to
be buried at once.
Space jail.
Do you want to send up five individual tombstones with us, or just one group one?
So this week's state, continuing to work our way backwards, is Wyoming. Wyoming. They pronounce the G in there.
I don't know.
I feel like I don't think people in Wyoming pronounce the G.
People that aren't listening.
Maybe I'm not. And there's not a whole lot going on in Wyoming. Really, no medicinal, no leniency. By the way the house looked, is this what they listen to?
The song's called The Beaches of Cheyenne.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
There's beaches in Wyoming?
No, that's... that's Country Snark.
Country Snark?
I don't know.
This guy's got a shaky voice.
It's Garth Brooks.
Is this Garth Brooks? Mm-hmm. He really puts it on sometimes, and other times he sings a little more straightforward.
Who right now is playing his second of six shows?
Or maybe I'm...
Joe Louis. Six.
Are you serious?
Six.
Maybe it's an alter ego out? I was thinking of that has the
Chris
smoother
Gaines.
Voice.
Chris Gaines,
yeah. Has it.
The life and times
Bad boy
of Chris
Gaines.
Wig that went over his face.
Well, anyway, if you are in Wyoming, then I fear for your soul. But you could actually, they have a classification of being under the influence. If you are merely, appear to be under the influence of marijuana, and I don't know, pass some sort of test that they can do.
Bring a number two pencil.
Yeah.
Blow it. Then you could... That is a misdemeanor. And you could be incarcerated for up to 90 days. And fined up to $100. That's just for looking high in Wyoming.
You'll be looking high in Wyoming.
Under an ounce, you could be looking at up to a year. $1,000 fine. More than 3 ounces. Felony. 5 years. And don't... And no, zero tolerance on concentrates, too. You're looking at a possible year in prison just for having 0.3 grams of any sort of liquid or concentrate. Actually, liquid would involve also tinctures, like high CBD tinctures for treating seizures and stuff like that.
Right. They don't fuck around down there.
Well, there have been some more liberally minded people who tried to break this shit up. There was two different proposals that failed last year in Wyoming to lessen the penalties and get medicinal marijuana in Wyoming. They both did not pass. Not only that, the bill that looks like it very well may pass is, ironically, Bill 187, which will kill any other bill from moving forward. For a certain undescribed period, basically however long it takes them to spend $15,000 deciding what the negative effects of marijuana might be before they move forward with any sort of legalization or decriminalization or even medicinal.
That's crazy.
Crazy why? Because there's so many studies out there, and there's actually other states that you can watch it happen in real time.
Right.
Instead of... It's just a way to spend a little bit of government money and block up other legislation that pisses you off.
Right.
The state health officer, Dr. Wendy Round, questions the economic impact of legalization, right? The impact.
More jobs, more money.
Or maybe those changes would take away from the public health resources in the state, noting that it takes 33 people, apparently, to regulate in the state of Colorado both recreational and medicinal marijuana. 33 employees, right? That would take away from precious resources that people need for other purposes in the state. I don't know why, because if you regulate it and tax it, I mean, $40 million, don't you think that you could employ easily 33 people?
Oh, easily.
So the economic impact would be easily balanced out. Not to mention that they estimate that it takes $10,000 just to prosecute one person. That's the state pays for that, which means that's the taxpayer that pays for that. Just to prosecute one person that they catch for looking high or having personal amounts of marijuana costs them $10,000. And then, if they get jail time, that price just skyrockets.
Oh, yeah.
How many hundreds of thousands of dollars are we looking at? I mean, not we personally, because we don't live in this state, but right. This still goes on in our state the same way it does in Wyoming. It seems to a more severe degree that's happening in Wyoming.
People living under a rock.
I feel like I should have something more inspirational to say right now.
People of Wyoming.
I wanted you guys to get out there, and I want you to get high.
Yeah. Yep.
No doobies too fat.
Yeah.
All right, final news segment then. Federal marijuana legalization bill introduced to Congress.
Oh, shit! He said it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's federal, Rob.
Ever think you'd have heard that in your lifetime,
that
son?
That would be beautiful.
Well,
I was hoping.
This is Congressman Jared Polis.
Tell me it's sponsored. Jeb Bush?
No. Earl Blumenauer? These are both
Orrin
Democrats.
Hatch?
No. These are Colorado
Rush Limbaugh
and Oregonian Democrats, respectively.
Uh-oh.
Who you know, basically they are getting pressure or money, probably, from people who are operating in the statewide legal business that are they're worried about still the about federal prosecution and also what to do with the fucking money they get.
Right.
But what are the odds that this thing's going to pass?
Piss poor.
And, yeah.
Yeah, I don't see it happening.
With Republicans controlling both houses, it's not getting anywhere.
Nice try, though.
Let's hope for Jeb Bush, Rush Limbaugh. Maybe Fox News can get it in and introduce it.
Oh, Nancy Grace is going to be all over it.
Did you see Nancy Grace debating herself?
No, let's watch that real quick. I haven't seen that yet.
The judge allows in evidence that Trayvon Martin did have marijuana in his system at the time he died. What difference, if any, does that make? Because I've seen too many felonies. And I don't mean pot sales or growing pot like this guy up in Connecticut. To me, it means that he is less likely to pick a fight with someone. I mean, people on pot shoot each other. Isn't it true that when you smoke pot, you just want to lay on the sofa and eat?
Well, this is her contradicting herself.
Families wipe out a whole family. The common connotation pot goes with lethargy, with the munchies, with wanting to eat, with being laid back, not with chasing somebody down, jumping out from behind bushes, beating them in the head till they're pulpy, and basically starting like mortal combat. That's not what you equate with smoking a doobie. I've got to be drinking booze, or I've got to be smoking, or I've got to be high on pot.
Nancy Grace Inception.
The Nancy Grace Inception? Is that Nancy your side Grace project?
Was watching a show of Nancy Grace. That's a show about Nancy Grace making a show.
Stay high.
Stay high.
Stay high. All right. Well, thank you for listening, liking, and sharing the Weedsman podcast on Facebook. And thanks for all of the new followers on Twitter at the Weedsman 420.
Thanks for the support.
You can subscribe to the Weedsman podcast on iTunes for free by clicking through the iTunes banner at ChristopherMedia.net. Android users can find this show on Stitcher Radio. And I think we've agreed that's the way to go for Android.
It's either Stitcher or the podcast app. Right, the Apple devices. It's the only two I use.
You can now listen to a new episode of a Christopher Media Show every day of the week. Sundays, M&M Question Everything. Monday and Thursday, you have Unregimented. Tuesday, you get the Weedman Podcast Nugget.
The bonus nugget.
Yeah, it's a little extra. And it prepares you for the big show on Friday. Sometimes on Tuesdays, you get the Toddzilla X-Pod. On Wednesdays, you have the Oddcast with Jenna and John. You also have the Projection Booth with soon-to-be-published author,
yes,
Rob St. Mary. Mike White also. He has books on Amazon. Go check them out. Last year, 2014, a lot of big things for the Projection Booth. They were recognized by the AV Club.
Yeah. Top-rated podcast.
IndieWire.com. Check them out on Wednesdays. Saturday, we have the Captain's Table finishing out the week.
If you enjoy this show and want more people to know about it, head on over to iTunes, leave a comment, and rate it 5 stars. Make sure you like and share us on Facebook, and don't forget to follow us on Twitter. Just search for Christopher Media. Thank you in advance for supporting Christopher Media by clicking on the PayPal button and by clicking through to all the sponsors who support ChristopherMedia.net. Most importantly, we would like to take the time to extend an extra special thanks to you. Christopher Media could not exist without your support. Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net, and thank you for listening. Christopher Media. Let's make some noise.